In our series, Learn German with Radio Deutsche Welle.
Lern Deutsch bei der Deutschen Welle.
You can now hear
Deutsch, warum nicht?
German, why not? A radio language course by Herod Meser.
Liebe Hörerinnen und Hörer.
Hello and welcome back. Today you can hear Lesson 9. Das weißt du doch. You already know that. If you remember, in the last program we revealed the secret of how X and Andreas got to know one another. Andreas was sitting at home enjoying his favourite pastime, reading. He was reading a book about the Heinzelmännchen in Cologne. Legend has it that these elf-like figures would come out at night and help the craftsmen finish their work. Andreas wished that someone would help him with his work. Then suddenly he heard this strange voice.
Hallo! Hallo! Da bin ich!
Wer bist du?
Ich bin ich!
It was an invisible elf. Andreas called her X, which in Latin means out of, because she jumped out of his book. And now she's Andreas's constant companion, whether he likes it or not. X, as you may have already noticed, is very inquisitive, and she's managed to persuade Andreas to look up the hotel register to find out as much as they can about one of the guests, Dr. Thürmann. When guests register at a hotel, they have to fill in a form with their first name, surname, profession, and so on. But X and Andreas don't get very far. They start talking about names, and Andreas teases X about her name. Listen to their conversation and try and work out why X is annoyed.
Hier. Also, Name Thürmann.
Das weiß ich doch. Weiter.
Vorname Lukas.
Vorname?
Ja, Vorname.
Wie ist dein Vorname?
Das weißt du doch. Andreas. Und dein Vorname?
Das weiß ich nicht.
Aber ich weiß das. Vorname X, Name Hex.
Nein, nein.
X is annoyed because Andreas has thought up a surname for her. He calls her Hex, which means a witch, because it rhymes with her first name, X. Listen again. Andreas asks X her first name, Vorname.
Und dein Vorname?
Elves don't usually have names, so X says, I don't know.
Das weiß ich nicht.
Andreas says that he does. I do. I know, he says.
Aber ich weiß das.
He says her first name is X, and her surname, Name, is Hex.
Vorname X, Name Hex.
X objects to this, understandably. Did you notice that X was very impatient at the beginning of the conversation? This was because Andreas had told her something she already knew. I already know that, she says.
Das weiß ich doch.
This is exactly what Andreas said to her when she asked him his first name. You already know that.
Das weißt du doch.
Listen to these expressions once again. If you know something, you say,
Ich weiß das.
And if you don't know something, you say,
Das weiß ich nicht.
If you want to tell someone that you already know something, you can say,
Das weißt du doch.
X tells Andreas to look back at the hotel register. Go on, she says.
Weiter!
So Andreas and X return to Dr. Thürmann. They look up his profession, Beruf, and his place of residence, Wohnort. What is Dr. Thürmann's profession, And where does he live?
Also weiter. Beruf...
Was macht er?
Er ist Arzt. Er heißt ja Doktor Thürmann.
Was ist dein Beruf?
Student. Und Portier. Ich studiere und ich arbeite als Portier.
Weiter. Geburtsort. Woher kommt er?
Er kommt aus Leipzig.
Weiter. Wohnort.
Moment. Hier. Berlin. Er wohnt in Berlin.
Dr. Thürmann is a physician, and he lives in Berlin. When X hears the word Berlin, she bursts into song. To come back to Dr. Thürmann, he's a doctor.
Er ist Arzt.
Andreas thinks this is obvious, as his name is, after all, Dr. Thürmann.
Er heißt ja Dr. Thürmann.
But X's question is quite logical, really. Not everyone who has a doctor's title is a medical doctor. X then asks Andreas what his job is.
Was ist dein Beruf?
Andreas is a student and a porter.
Student und Portier.
Andreas says, I study and I work as a porter.
Ich studiere und ich arbeite als Portier.
X wants to know Dr. Thürmann's place of birth, Geburtsort.
Weiter, Geburtsort.
Then she asks the same question in another way. Where does he come from?
Woher kommt er?
Dr. Thürmann was born in Leipzig. He comes from Leipzig.
Er kommt aus Leipzig.
He was born there, but he doesn't live there any longer. He lives in Berlin.
Er wohnt in Berlin.
X is pleased to hear this because she knows the famous Berlin song. And now for the grammar points we've covered today, after the melody. Today you've heard various information about Dr. Thürmann.
Dr. Thürmann ist Arzt. Dr. Thürmann wohnt in Berlin. Dr. Thürmann kommt aus Leipzig.
If you don't want to keep repeating the same name, you can use a pronoun instead.
Dr. Thürmann ist Arzt. Er wohnt in Berlin. Er kommt aus Leipzig.
To replace a masculine noun or a man's name, you use the pronoun er. Listen to the next example.
Das ist Andreas. Er ist Student. Er ist Portier. Er kommt aus Köln.
German verbs, as we've said before, have different endings. The third person singular ends in T. Listen to the answers.
Was macht Dr. Thürmann? Er kommt aus Leipzig. Er wohnt in Berlin.
And if you want to know where someone comes from, you use the interrogative pronoun woher.
Woher kommt er?
To say where someone comes from, you use the preposition aus.
Er kommt aus Leipzig.
And to say where someone lives, you use the preposition in.
Er wohnt in Berlin.
Listen to the conversation between Andreas and X one more time. While you're listening to the music, sit back and relax.
Hier. Also, Name Türmann.
Das weiß ich doch. Weiter.
Vorname Lukas.
Vorname?
Ja, Vorname.
Wie ist dein Vorname?
Das weißt du doch. Andreas. Und dein Vorname?
Das weiß ich nicht.
Aber ich weiß das. Vorname Ex, Name Hex.
Nein, nein.
After this exchange, Andreas and Ex return to the subject of Dr. Thurmann.
Also weiter. Beruf?
Was macht er?
Er ist Arzt. Er heißt ja Dr. Thurmann.
Was ist dein Beruf?
Student und Portier. Ich studiere und ich arbeite als Portier.
Weiter. Geburtsort. Woher kommt er?
Er kommt aus Leipzig.
Weiter. Wohnort.
Moment. Hier. Berlin. Er wohnt in Berlin.
Berlin, er wohnt in Berlin.
Well, that's all for today. Goodbye for now and do join us for the next program.
Auf Wiederhören.
You've been listening to our language course, Deutsch, warum nicht? A production of Radio Deutsche Welle in cooperation with the Goethe-Institut in Munich.